Luxembourg is returning to the Eurovision Song Contest in grand style. They're sending Tally with her song Fighter, but will she be fighting it out for the title? Let's review Eurovision. Well, if it feels a bit weird to be talking about Luxembourg, it probably is, because I don't know about you, Emily, but I certainly wasn't alive the last time Luxembourg took part.
Nope.
No,
Nor
back
can
in
it.
not still were we're too young. Back in 1993, the Luxembourg sent their last entry. In fact, it was so long ago that a quarter of Luxembourg's population weren't even alive. So this is quite a new, we're entering new territory here for Luxembourg for the Eurovision Song Contest. They put on a pretty grandiose, pretty swanky, but very, very long national final. And the winner of that national final was Tally with her song Fighter. What do we think of it, Emily?
Well, considering, as you said, Luxembourg hasn't participated in, God, I was about to go, what, over 20, 25 years? No, that's actually, it's 31.
Thirty-one years, it is a long
Feels
time.
sick. I kind of felt, I guess I kind of maybe expected that they'd enter with a bit more oomph. It's kind of, it's fine. It's got a catchy chorus. There's some French, there's some English. It's nice to kind of have the two there, but it's a bit, it's very kind of meh. And it's kind of, it's the girl bop, girl flop question. And unfortunately for me, it kind of falls on the girl flop side. But pretty small country. They might not have that many people to pick from. Maybe this was the best they could do. But yeah, I mean it's a kind of it's fine, it's catchy chorus, but there's not much more to it than that for me, really.
That's interesting that you said you had quite high expectations that they'd come out with a bang. I was the opposite. I actually had quite low expectations because they'd been out of the game for so long. I thought they were like, oh, we just don't know how to play it.
Yeah, but I feel like it's one of those where Eurovision is so kind of widely viewed and you know the kind of standard, right? Like, you can't tell me the national broadcaster doesn't know the standard at Eurovision just because they've been out of the game so long.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, I think well, but considering I had low expectations, I'm actually relatively surprised by it. I think it could have been quite a lot worse. And given how good the national final actually looked, I would happily go to Luxembourg sometime in the next few years. Looks fantastic. They can put on Eurovision anytime. I think, look, the quality of songs they had to pick from wasn't great, and I think they probably did pick the best one. It's quite catchy. It's quite certainly when I first listened to it, that na 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 thing that she does in the chorus, that was in my head after one listen. It has got really good earworm quality, and I think that's what it's got going for it. It's not the mix of French and English. It's not the easiest thing to wrap your head around. If my God, birds are going crazy outside. God,
They're
don't,
so loud.
that was so loud. I've got wild parakeets in my garden sometimes. That wasn't them, but they were quite loud birds. Apologies. So I think the mix of French and English, it works just about, and the chorus is perky enough. What I would say though is it falls into the awkward category that occasionally happens at once a year or something, of a song being revamped and actually being made worse. And we're recording this a few days after the revamp was released. And I mean, the video is impressive enough, but I actually think what was quite perky about it and that na 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 thing has actually been made much more dull by the fact that they've turned it from quite a perky, sort of almost happy-go-lucky kind of chorus to being quite a dull, standard, it's trying to be a club anthem, but it's quite bland. And I'm actually quite disappointed with the revamp, if I'm honest. Maybe that's just me being picky.
I didn't listen to the original because
Have
I
you
was
not?
feeling
Oh, there you go. Fair
it.
enough then. I just think if I mean you work in audio, Emily. I work in TV. The revamp actually sounds like it's badly produced. Like there are some awkward moments in the chorus that I mean it, there are there is silence. It kind of just awkwardly cuts out for like no reason. And it's God, what are these birds doing? Sorry. I kind of don't think it's actually that well produced, which is a shame, and I preferred the original version, but I'm probably nitpicking. Hey ho, that's just me. Well, we do know that it does have the honor of closing the very first semi-final. Has to say, it's a pretty odd choice to be closing the show, but you kind of can't think of what else they would have done with. So Tally will be song 15 in that first semi-final. Will that help it, propel Luxembourg into their first final for over 30 years? Would you think she's, going to be fighting for that 10th place?
I think kind of beforehand, before they announced kind of where it was going to be going, I probably actually thought it was not going well. I don't know, it's really hard. It was a bit more kind of, it was a bit more kind of hanging in the balance for me. Now that it's kind of closing, I think that's kind of a good spot for it, so there's kind of more chance of it getting through. And I think potentially there might be some kind of goodwill towards Luxembourg for them being kind of back for the first time in so long, that you would kind of hope that on their first time back, that would give them the benefit of the doubt and get them through to the final. So I think it should kind of get through. How well it does in the final, I don't think it'll do particularly well. For me personally, I'm giving it a 5. It's kind of fine.
Quite a non-fussed by it, which is entertaining. It's just the definition fair. So 5 for Emily. I'm going to be a little bit more optimistic. I'm going to give it a 7, but I probably would have. Why pull that face?
Have you rat given that more than you gave Cyprus?
Yes, I think this is more interesting. It's a bit perkier, makes you feel. I mean, I would have given it a 7.5, but I think the revamp, the fact that it's quite dull, has actually knocked this down a little bit for me. But I'm going to give it a 7. And actually, this is going to sail through to the final. And I think it probably would have gone through regardless of the running order. We knew it was going to be the second half anyway. I think it's been helped by the fact that it's going last, because most of the time, the song that goes last in the semi usually finishes in the top 5 of the semi overall, normally sort of third or fourth. That said, so I think it will sail through. Where it will finish in the final, I don't think it's going to do all that well, unfortunately. I think that there will be a bit of jury, welcome back Luxembourg, which might propel it. It's sort of mid-table with the juries, but I kind of don't see, in quite a crowded field of very televote-friendly songs, I don't see the televote going for it all that much, which will sink it down a little bit. So I think middle of the right-hand side is where this will end up. But hopefully, given the dwindling number of nations actually taking part in Eurovision, let's try and keep Luxembourg in it.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I'll be interested to see kind of whether juries go for it because it's Luxembourg, or whether, they'll just go meh and leave it alone.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, it's got some pretty good songwriting heft behind it. Interestingly, Dardust, who is one of the writers on this, also wrote La Noia from Italy and has written some of Mahmood's entries before. So there is songwriting credibility behind this, but I feel like Tally might have drawn the short straw here when you've got La Noia, which
Yeah. She got kind of bottom of the pile. Oh, flick through what we got here. Yeah, sorry, this one will do for you. But there we are. So that's what we think. Let us know what you think in the comments. Do you agree or disagree with us? And of course, if you don't want to watch our tired mugs after a long day at work. You can also get us in podcast form, wherever you get your podcast. But thanks very much for watching, and we'll see you next time.